Welcome to the Maybe I Can podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Weiss. I'm here to motivate and inspire you to stop using your circumstances as an excuse, just like I used to. An excuse to not take control of your life. It's time to stop living your life on autopilot and start taking purposeful action to create the life you truly desire. Let's do this together.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Maybe I Can podcast. I'm Debbie Weiss, and I feel like I haven't seen you in a while. I have been, I don't know what I'm doing, but for the last couple of weeks, I have been so under the weather with a sinus infection and an ear infection, and I am still dealing with it even after 5 days of antibiotics. So that's my little tale of woe. So I am very happy to be back here. And I have exciting news today because beginning on April 2nd, this show will become part of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And what that means is the show will be airing live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. So you can hear and see me live every Tuesday. And then it will still be a podcast. That episode will then turn into a podcast within 24 hours. Then it'll be up wherever you normally listen to us. So I'm very, very excited to be part of this. There are so many amazing shows on the network, and I'm excited. This is a new chapter for me and for the show. Something else that I want to share with you that I've been working on is my second book. I still can't even believe I'm saying that because in my whole life, I never wanted to be a writer. And here I am writing my second book, and it's darn hard. I think I forgot, thank goodness, I forgot how difficult it was. And so I'm still in the first draft stages, and I'd say maybe I'm like 60% done. And right now, my idea is that each chapter is going to be a different sprinkle. So let me explain this to you, and let me go back to the beginning. In November of 2022, I was scrolling on my phone at night, right, shopping for something, and I put in the search field hearts because I've always loved hearts and I'm always looking for things with hearts. It's nothing new. It was, you know, I've done it my whole life. And for some reason, that night, it came to me how I had forgotten a dream of mine from 40 years ago. 40 years ago, when I was in college in Washington, D.C., there was a store that sold only items with hearts. And I loved that store. I wanted to live in that store. And I would tell my friends, someday I am going to own a heart store. Whether it was that one, whether I was going to open one at home, whatever, one day that was my dream. And then, of course, I graduated and then became an accountant and life happened. And I literally forgot about it until that night when I realized I don't need to have a brick and mortar store anymore. There's now the whole online world. And I decided to open up my heart store online. And I was searching for names. And when you're searching for names, you can't just come up with any name. You have to check, is that website available? Is that something that is trademarked? All these different things. And so we were really struggling coming up with a name because everything that I liked had already been thought of. So I said, okay, the name is going to be Countless Hearts. And I liked it. I wasn't in love with it. And I did all my registration stuff to set up the corporation. And the next day, I was actually getting a massage. And during the massage, it came to me, what is something else that I love? Rainbow sprinkles. I love ice cream. I love any kind of ice cream. I don't particularly care to have hot fudge sundaes or any sundaes. I just like plain ice cream with rainbow sprinkles. And then it dawned on me, that has to be the name of my store, A Sprinkle of Hearts. And luckily it was available and I changed the name. And a little over a year ago now, I opened up my online store called A Sprinkle of Hearts. And so since then, it's something about the sprinkles that I love. And so this book that I'm writing, my first book was a memoir that hopefully was inspirational, talking about how you can change your life by literally changing your mindset and taking action. And it, the stories reveal my journey, but it does not tell you how did I do it, the steps. Like, I wanted the map. And so that's what I'm writing now, the map of over the last decade, how did I go from A to B? And by the way, I'm still on a journey. We're all still on a journey, but just A to B where I am now. And so that's what this is. And so each chapter is going to be one ingredient, so to speak, that transformation that helped me along the way. So right now, my chapters, and it could change, are each called A Sprinkle of Something. And so what I thought I'd do is share my ideas with you now while I'm still writing the book. And again, they're subject to change, but I'm totally open to feedback and would love to hear from you. So moving forward, I will have solo episodes talking about different quote unquote sprinkles. And I'm talking like a sprinkle of hope, a sprinkle of courage, a sprinkle of goal setting, or a sprinkle of action, those kinds of things. So today, I want to start with a sprinkle of perspective. Right now, that is my first chapter, A Sprinkle of Perspective. So I want to read to you, what is perspective? Perspective is a particular attitude toward something or a way of regarding something. It's the lens in which you view your life. And for the first 30 years of my life, I felt sorry for myself. I viewed myself as a victim. And the reason is that in those 30 years, I was always caring for everybody else. My father had a stroke when he was 17. My parents divorced. He survived. And for 30 years, I was his primary caregiver. My oldest son was originally diagnosed on the autistic spectrum and had many other diagnoses since then. And my husband suffered from both physical and mental illness. And I was taking care of all of them. It wasn't three of them at once. Luckily, it was usually two people. So it was my father for a while until I had my son. And then it was the two of them. And then my dad passed away and then my husband. And so, yeah, my life. And I think as many women, even if you're not caring for an ill loved one, we're natural caregivers. And my whole life revolved around what I needed to do for them. I thought that if I asked for help from other people, I was a failure. I thought if I wanted to do something and put myself first, that meant I was selfish. And so I went on caring for everybody. Really, what's that phrase? Burning the candles on both ends, because how can you run a household, have work full time, care for my loved ones, not to mention just being a mom with my two boys growing up? I always had to be somewhere. I always had to be doing something for someone else. And I got to say, I was always a bundle of stress. The smallest little thing would set me off. And I would think, why me? Why is my life like this? And there's nothing that I can do about it. And then, and I apologize if you've already heard this story, if you've read the book, or I've certainly, this is a repetitive, I've talked about this before. When I turned 50, my girlfriends insisted on going away for the weekend to celebrate. And my dad had passed away about a year before. My kids were maybe, I don't know what they were. I had my kids late, so they were probably like 10, 12 years old. And I thought, I can't leave them, and I can't leave my husband. He was mentally starting to, it was a lot for him. But I did it. And while we were there, it was life-changing because I realized that in 30 years, I had not stopped to do anything for myself. When they asked me, where do you want to eat or what do you want to do? I'm like looking over my shoulder, like, are they talking to me? Because that's not how it was. It wasn't what I wanted. It was always what somebody else wanted or what somebody else needed. And we laughed for 48 hours straight. I forgot how much I love to laugh, how much I love to dance, how much I love to hang out with my friends and just have a darn good time. I lost myself. I didn't know who I was anymore. And that few days, the amazing feeling of just having that stress just float off me, melt away from me, I wanted that to continue. And I realized then that I had it all wrong. I was thinking that I'm a failure if I ask someone to help me, or that doing things for myself was selfish. And I was wrong. I was looking at something. That was my perspective. When we look at something, it not everything, actually most things, if you think about it, are not, there's not an absolute right and an absolute wrong. We come to our lives with so much, I don't want to say baggage, but it's not just baggage. Think about, we're all brought up differently. We all have different experiences. Those experiences form our beliefs. And then that really, that's how we then form our perspective. And I just assumed I was right. I never thought that, hey, your perspective might not be right. There's other people out there who have realized how important it is to take care of yourself and how that should be your priority. And that's not selfish. And asking for help does not make you a failure. As a matter of fact, it makes you stronger and it makes you a better caregiver, because when you're prioritizing your own care, then you show up better for those that you love. It is not selfish. And I came back and I changed. I did start prioritizing. I set boundaries. It's like, guys, I am going to Jazzercise because for me, besides the physical benefit, it was such a mental release for me. I would walk into that class, wound up tightly, usually complaining about something, I hate to admit, but I was, or in my head, at least I was, if I wasn't complaining out loud to someone in the class. But the music would start and all those thoughts would just fly out of my head because all I had to concentrate on was the music and the steps. And every single time when I walked out of that class, I felt so much better. And I told my husband, I told my kids, anything that you have can wait for an hour, that hour that I'm gone. Unless it's an absolute emergency, do not bother me. And they weren't used to that. They were used to me being there at their beck and call for whatever they needed, whenever they needed it. And me doing this actually set a great example for my kids that boundaries, we need boundaries and we need to set up those boundaries. And because my perspective was that meant I was selfish and a failure, I didn't do it. The only thing that changed is how I thought about it. And if you think about How many things in your life we're so set in our ways and our thoughts, and we think this is the right way, and we think that the way we think is right and the way somebody else thinks is wrong. Well, I read something the other day. It was an exercise to think about somebody else. And I don't want to talk like politics is what comes to my mind. And I totally do not want to go down that rabbit hole. That's not me. And I hate talking about that. But think about something else. Think about something that you disagree with someone about. And again, not political. You know what? I think a lot of times we're always like, I'm right. I want to convince them of my way. And sometimes you might get angry at the other person or just think, what's wrong with them? How come they don't see it? What's right? But if you start to think about if you know that person and their past experiences, of course, you don't know everything, but I'm just saying, think about the way they were raised. Think about their parents. Think about the messages that they heard, which are different from yours. Maybe then you can see, oh, that's what caused them to think that way. It doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's wrong. I think just the fact that we have an option, what we think is not necessarily right. We need to really examine our thoughts and examine the perspective that we're bringing to our lives. So I got a couple of homework things for you. I want you to think every day you make decisions, think about your thoughts, catch yourself and question and say to yourself when something pops into your head, is that really true? Putting yourself first is selfish. In my case, who says so? Where did that come from? Why is that so? What would be some other options? We need to start examining that. The other thing is we got to let some little things go. I mean, I hate to say it. I see it with my older son all the time. He gets so crazy when people don't see it his way. And then he thinks that people are disrespecting him. And he honestly does seriously have a problem with this perspective taking. If you keep being annoyed by these little things, and gosh, think about it. If you are married or have been married, think about how many little dumb things, the way they load the dishwasher, the way they snore, the way it like, oh my goodness, you could make yourself nuts. We've got to let those little things go. We also have to accept the fact we aren't perfect. Our thoughts aren't perfect. And we need to start examining the next time that you're in a disagreement, and I don't mean a big argument, just something small. Question your perspective. Or if you have these thoughts that like, this is the right way, we think again, our way is the right way. Stop. Is that really true? Start to examine what you're thinking. Because when I made that change, and I put up those boundaries and I started caring for myself first, my life drastically changed. My stress level went down a lot. And when I saw what that change of perspective did as far as just my well-being, it made it easier to start examining some of the other perspectives that I might have. For me, and I'll talk about it another time, then it shifted like, well, wait a second, how have I been looking at this weight loss thing? Or how have I been looking at the possibility of starting a podcast, right? Oh my goodness, for the longest time, I can't do that. These are the people who start a podcast. I have nothing to say. I don't have the right equipment. I had so many reasons. Who's going to listen to me? I had so many reasons for a long time. My coach was like, you need to start a podcast. You have something to say. Nope. I did not have the perspective that that was for me. And here I am. I'm almost at my year anniversary of the podcast because I was so closed-minded. My perspective, I was absolute digging my heels in. And it took a while for me to come around, but I changed my perspective. And now this podcast is one of my favorite things. So thank you all for listening. I hope that you really take time. Maybe it's the end of the day. Maybe it's at the end of the day when you're looking back on some things that happened during the day and you're able to think about it. Maybe there's something I could have looked at differently. And I don't want you to forget, I just released my free guide, the one thing you need to kickstart change. It's free. So go to debbierweiss.com/kickstart and check it out. Because all of us, we're done with saying, no, I can't. Maybe I can. I can, and you can. So thanks for listening. I'm excited. I will see you next week on Transformation Talk Radio. Woohoo! Until then.
Thanks so much for listening today. And remember, you've always had the power, my dear. You've just had to learn it for yourself. Until next time.